You've been looking for a podcast that cuts through the noise and gives you a no-nonsense approach to securing your future, right? Well, you found it. This is the Guaranteed Retirement Guy. John Stevenson is your national annuities specialist, serving everyone across the country, discussing guaranteed retirement strategies that work no matter where you are. Real, raw, no hidden agendas, no pushing for a higher commission. We're not here to sell you a product. We're here to ensure you get exactly what you're looking for. It's time to demystify annuities, break down the complexities, and empower you to make the choices that align with your vision for the future. Don't be intimidated. This guy right here, he's going to break it all down for you. The Guaranteed Retirement Guy. This is John Stevenson.
Hey, welcome to the Guaranteed Retirement Guy Show. My name is John Stevenson, and today I wanted to talk about a little bit about how the tide is shifting towards fixed index annuities from variable annuities and the stock market, even when the stock market is going up. And the reason I bring this up is it's just really interesting. We've had a huge influx of purchases of fixed index annuities. Even when the market is going up, we've seen a huge change from how it used to be. Back in the day, most people were buying variable annuities, which of course were variable, and they went up and down with the stock market. You did get some sort of guarantee as far as income, but it was very, very low, and really the rest of the income that you could potentially get was based off of the performance of the various subaccounts that these provide. And so the reason for this, I think, is a lot of Americans right now, they're just looking for certainty, and regardless of the growth. I mean, it's funny, even when the stock market's rising, I've got people that are calling me that are nervous. They're like, hey, I've earned plenty of money and I really want to lock in my gains. I don't want to lose it all in a crash, which is wise. It's easy for us to get greedy. And when things are going good, it's easy to stay in. You want to get it all, which I totally understand. But it also makes sense to take some of your gains off the table. Make sure that some of it is protected so that you can care for future needs, because we never know what's going to happen with our finances, especially when it's all in the stocks or any other type of risk investment. You want to have some sort of guarantee, you know, such as a fixed index annuity with an income rider. So anyways, last year, I want to say a little over $300 billion was actually invested into fixed index annuities and fixed annuities. So you got the fixed annuities that are just paying you, right now they're paying you pretty high, between 5 and 6%. And then you got the fixed index with the income rider that, of course, is giving you growth when the index rises, but also with the income rider giving you a whole lot of guaranteed income for life, either single or joint. So those are pretty cool, the way those are working out for people. I think that's going to continue. You know, I think that we all do want growth, but as we get older, we just think, you know, more about preservation. It's probably just because, I mean, as we get older, we usually think about preserving our body more too. So maybe we won't do the stunts that we did as kids or as young adults. And as we get older, we realize that we are mortal and that our body breaks, and it's easier to break. And so we take care of it a little bit more. We start preserving more, you know, what we've got. And, you know, it's kind of like when we're young, when we break our bone or we, you know, even tear a tendon, those things can heal a lot faster. It's never fun to go through, but it's easier for us to be more risky, kind of like we are in the stock market at an early age, because it's easy to come back from it. It's, you know, you, that injury will heal much easier versus if it happens in our 70s. And so that's why we're just, I think, more risky in everything, which it's fine. We have time to recover. The issue is when people get older, they realize they do not have time to recover. Even when times are good, they realize that one single day, you know, one event across the world could change their entire portfolio in just one day. And so because of that, they start thinking about, well, let's see, maybe I should preserve some of my money. You know, not all of it. You can always leave some of it subject to risk, which I always encourage people, if they feel up to it and they got the risk tolerance and they have enough capital set aside for their guarantees, taking on a little risk for a little bit more reward is probably usually in your best interest, because if you want to fight inflation, you have to have higher growth. And in order to have higher growth, usually you have to have higher risk. And so everyone's different. Everyone has different risk tolerance, and some people just can't handle that, which is fine. You could still get growth in annuities and have complete market protection. So that's really the nice thing about index annuities. And I think that's why people are going to them so much more than the variable side, because the index annuities kind of give you the best of both worlds. Okay. I mean, you've got the fixed side where it gives you like 4 or 5 or 6%, which back, just a few years ago was 2 or 3%. But that was solid, and it was a solid return no matter what, even though it was low. Then you got the index side, where the index is tied to, like the S&P or Barclays or Fidelity. There's lots of different types of indexes out there that these insurance companies will tie these annuity contracts to that can allow for a lot more growth. And of course, if the market drops, protect you 100%, which is nice. So it kind of gives you the best of both worlds. It gives you, well, maybe not the best of both worlds. It gives you, I would say, a nice hybrid of both. Because, obviously a variable annuity, if the market's going up, it's in the raw market. It's definitely going to go up more than a fixed index annuity. But a fixed index annuity, even though it's not going up as hard as a variable annuity would, is not losing a dime when the market drops 20%. So whatever that is worth to you, for a lot of people, it's worth quite a bit. So that's why I wanted to kind of bring that up, because it's just interesting. The tide has shifted so much over the last couple of years from the variable side to the fixed index side, because people want the safety. They want the preservation, and they're willing to give up a little bit of growth for that, knowing that when times are good, they're still going to get some decent growth. So, and it depends on the companies. I mean, some insurance companies are great for income and terrible on growth. But then you've got companies, Allianz is a good one, and also Mass Mutual, where they give you some really decent growth opportunities in their indexes. So, it's just depends on what you're looking for. And that's why I look at everything when people reach out to me and they're looking for an annuity. I'll show them everything. And I'll say, hey, look, what are you looking for? Are you looking for growth? Are you looking for income mostly? Because you usually can't get both. You can do a hybrid, but when you do a hybrid, you usually don't get as good of income as you could or as good of growth. So usually on those scenarios, I just tell you, hey, break it up in a couple of contracts so you can get one that's best for growth and then one that's best for income. Especially, of course, if you want to leave some money behind to your beneficiaries, some of those growth annuities are pretty awesome, because a lot of times on the 5-year payouts, they'll pay you a lot more, or your beneficiaries a lot more, than just the lump sum. So if I'm leaving behind $1 million, maybe if I choose a 5-year payout, they pay out $2 million. So that's pretty cool. It's a great way to leave a legacy. So Allianz is a good one for that, and so is Midland National. But if that's something you want to chat about, of course, you know how to reach me. Just go to johnstevenson.com, reach out to me there, and I'd be happy to answer your questions, go over your personal retirement and annuity planning. So again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Guaranteed Retirement Guy. You might have seen John featured in news articles, PR, and various radio stations. He's not just an expert, he's America's expert on annuities. And the great thing about it, John doesn't sugarcoat and BS. He brings real, raw, useful information that you can actually use. He even wrote the book, The Guaranteed Retirement, because when it comes to retirement, you deserve guarantees. No ifs, ands, or buts. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But to reach out and find out more, visit the website at johnstevenson.com/podcast. See you next time on The Guaranteed Retirement Guy.